Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The daily call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause. Our day has an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of the month of Shvat. Tonight begins Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. Additionally, please daven for a young girl here in Boca, a six-year-old girl who's in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Her name is Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Freidel. Again, that's Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Freidel. Please keep her in mind as we recite the Tehillim on today's call, as well as in your own personal tefillos. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts than our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather together for a few moments to hear some words of Dibri Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share Dibri Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Morris fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the hostages, and Rabbi Morris will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim for those who are injured and are suffering, and we'll pause, giving each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. One last note, I'd like to express my deep appreciation and gratitude to my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Karish, for filling in the past 2 days. As you might hear in my voice, I've been feeling under the weather. I'm especially appreciative to Rabbi Karish, not only for stepping in, they're doing so very last minute on Tuesday with very little warning, just right before the call. I just felt like I didn't have the energy to get on, and he rearranged his schedule and as well as yesterday. So I'm very appreciative for him stepping in the last moment. Great to be back with everyone today. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Thank you very much, and we're so glad that you're feeling better and you're back on these daily calls. So last week, my wife and I returned from Israel. We did not go on a mission. In fact, we had planned this trip over 5 months ago. Thankfully, we have two children learning in Israel this year. We just had planned this trip in order to visit them. But with everything going on in Israel over the last 3-4 months, we decided that this couldn't be a regular trip to Israel. And so we decided, in addition to visiting our children and our family members in Israel, we also felt it would be appropriate to basically visit all of the members of our shul who are currently in Israel, members of our community who have made aliyah, children who are studying in Israel, in order to give them chizik, to give them strength. So we've been reaching out to them every week over the last 4 months just to check in to see how they're doing. So we felt it would be appropriate to visit them in person. And so we arrived in Israel. And we landed at the airport. This is my first time in Israel since October the 7th. And to be honest with you, it was pretty depressing when we arrived in Israel. The plane landed, and there were basically no planes at the airport, besides a few El Al planes and Israel Air, and one other airplane I didn't recognize. No Delta, no United, British Air, there was nothing. And then you get off the plane and you walk down that long corridor towards passport control. Not only was there no one there, but every few feet, and those of you who have been in Israel the last few months will resonate with this, every few feet you saw a huge picture of another one of the chatufim, another one of the captives. And then we finally got to passport control. They just waved us through. We didn't even have to stop and to talk to anyone. They just waved us right through. And we got our luggage, and then we had rented a car, and so I went up one level to the car rental counter, and it was closed. And there was a small little sign there that said, basically told us, just go out to the parking lot and get your car there. And so that was our introduction to Israel. And again, it left us feeling really depressed and upset and, you know, concerned of, you know, what we would find during our visit. And so but then everything changed with our first stop. And our first stop in our visit, we went to a community, a moshav called Nir Galim. It's right near Ashdod. And one of our former shlichim that used to be in our community here in Southfield, Michigan, currently lives in Nir Galim. And again, we've been in contact with them over the last 4 months. The names are Rabbi Yochanan and Michal Schrader. And Rabbi Schrader has been in Miluim the last 4 months. He's been called up, and he's barely been home. He's the rav of this moshav. It's a beautiful moshav right near Ashdod. So he wasn't even able there to meet us. But we spent some time with Michal Schrader, and she showed us around the moshav. It's really beautiful and very special there. And she explained how the first few weeks after October 7th, they were literally locked in their houses because they're not that far. They're right near Ashdod, not that far from Gaza. And there are still terrorists running around that area of the country. And she hasn't seen her husband in several months. And then as we're taking this tour, we went into the main shul on this moshav. And it's a beautiful shul. We're looking around. And just before the end, we're about to leave. Michal said, you know, why don't we stay at Tehillim? Now we're in the shul. We should say at Tehillim. So my wife and I instinctively, what did we say? We said Tehillim Kof Chaf Aleph 121, which we'll say in a few moments. We look out to the mountains, where our help come from. We ask Hashem to help us. That's what we recited. What did Michal recite? She recited Tehillim 100, Mizmor Lasoda. She said Mizmor Lasoda, a Mizmor of thanks to Hashem. Ibduat Hashem b'simcha, to serve Hashem with joy. That Kitoba Hashem Liolam Chazdo, for God is good and forever is His kindness. And that blew me away. I couldn't believe that this is the Tehillim that she's reciting. We were reciting this Tehillim of asking God for help, and she was saying a Tehillim offering thanks and Hakarat HaTov and gratitude to Hashem. This woman who hasn't seen her husband in nearly 4 months, locked in their homes, fearful that terrorists are going to enter, and she has the capacity to sing out and to offer praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That completely changed the tone of our visit. And instead of seeing pain and destruction, we saw an Israel full of life, obviously full of concern, but an Israel that's building everywhere, and there's traffic, thank God, everywhere, an Israel that's alive. And right now we're in the parshios to talk about Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, last week's parsha of Yisrael, this week's parsha of Mishpatim. It's very interesting. It begins with the story of Yitro, last week's parsha of Yitro coming to visit the Jewish people. And there's a whole debate, when did he arrive? Did he arrive before the giving of the Torah or after the giving of the Torah? And so the Ramban cites the Ibn Ezra, according to the approach that he came after the giving of the Torah, the obvious question is then why is his story where it is? Why is the story actually placed just before Matan Torah? And the Ibn Ezra says something fascinating. He says, Yitro's story appears right after the war with Amalek. And right after the war with Amalek, one could imagine that the Jewish people would be completely depressed. They just escaped the servitude of Egypt, and all of a sudden now they're confronting Amalek. And, you know, this is their life. This is their future. Torah tells us the story of Yitro because Yitro was able to see the positives. Yitro was able to recognize all the kindness, the goodness of Hashem, that even in the suffering, even in the pain, even in the challenges and the difficulty, we, the Jewish people, have the capacity always to see the good and to look towards the future and to see the beautiful potential that we know lies ahead of for us. And just to make one other connection to our parsha, we see that as well even in the story of the giving of the Torah. The Torah talks about primarily the giving of the Torah in last week's parsha in Yisro, but also highlights the giving of the Torah again at the end of this week's parsha in Mishpatim. And last week's parsha is a lot of smoke and noise and thunder. It's very scary. The Jews were scared. They trembled. But in this week's parsha, the depiction of the giving of the Torah is one of optimism. It's one of the Jews bringing sacrifices of eating, even appearing before God, and on some level seeing God. It's one of light and of hope and of connectivity. And this is always the challenge for us, the Jewish people, that we face great moments of travail and challenge and difficulty, and at the same time we're able to see all the good and recognize the blessings that we have. That even when we're saying Tehillim and crying out to Hashem, we can still recite a Mizmor Lasoda, we can still offer gratitude to Hashem because we recognize the blessings as well. And so as we now begin the Tehillim, with permission, I actually want to begin with this Tehillim Kuf. Well, first we'll say 100 and give thanks to Hashem, and then we'll recite the other five Tehillim along with the Tefillos to follow. So first Tehillim Kuf, 100. Mizmor Lesoda Hariu Ladinai Kol Haaretz Ivdu Es Adonai B'Simcha Bo Lefanav Birnana Deu Ki Adonai Hu Elohim Hu Asanu V'Lo Anachnu Amo B'Tzon Mariso Bo Sharav B'Soda Chatzerosav B'Tzila Hodu Lo Baruch Hu Shemo Ki Tov Adonai Li'olam Chazdo V'Ador V'Ador Emunaso. And now Tehillim Chaf 20. Lamanaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Sara Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olascha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha Ve'cho Asascha Yimalei Niranana B'Shuasecha U'V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kacho Digveros Yesho Yemino Ela Varecha Ve'ela Vasusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hei Makaru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kavim Nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. And now Tehillim Psalm Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai roi lo echzar, binos desha yarbitzeni, amei minuchos yinaleni, nafshi yishovev yanchini b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eilech b'geit samoves lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha hima yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorirai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya, Achto v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir l'malos, Esa inai el ha'arim a'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri mi'im Adonai, Osei shamayim v'oretz, Al yitein l'mot raglecha, al yonon shomrecha, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ayad Yeminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakaka, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Es Navshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeischa Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyana Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcho Haslicha Leman Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kivsat Nafshi Belidvaro Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki im Adonai hachased b'harbei imo fidos, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And now Kuf Membeis 142. Maskil l'David, v'yosav maras v'ila, koli el Adonai eza, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshpoch l'fanav sichi, tzarasi l'fanav agid, Pisatef alai ruchi, v'ata yadata nesivasi, borach zu alech, tamnu fachli, habet yamim urei, v'ein li makir, Avad manos bimani ein duration of she. Zaakti ilecho adinoi amarti ato machsi chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva elrinasi ki delosi meod. Hatsi leini meod fai ki amsu mimani. Hotsia mimaskir namshi lehodos es shemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim kissing mo alai. And now Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanesunim b'tzara uvashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachim aleihem. V'yotziei mitzara lirvacha umi'afela la'ora umi'shibur l'ge'ula. Hashta bagala bizman kariv v'nomar amein. Now the Mishaberach v'chaylei tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Israeli soldiers. Mishaberach avaseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chaylei tzva haganah l'Yisrael v'yanshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvol havanon v'amidbar mitrayim, min hayam agadol avavo harava b'chol makom shehem bebasha ba'avir uvayam, yitain Adonai esolveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim nifneihem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor v'yatzil et chayelinu mikol tzara v'tuka mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol masei yedeyan. Yadber simil tachliyem v'yakim keter Yeshua v'ater nitzachon v'kuyom b'hem ha'makasuf ki Adonai Eloichem ho'olech imachem nilachem lachem imoy v'echem l'shiachem v'nomar amen. Now the Mishaberach v'shpuyim v'chatufim for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Abaseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo Hu Yivarech v'Yishmor v'Yinsoros Nedrei Tzva Haganah v'Yisrael u'Shvuyav v'Yaskol Achenu Anesunim B'Tzara u'Vashivya Bavur Shekol Akal Hakadosh Hazem Mispalel Bavuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotzei Mechoshe B'Tzamaves Mososeyam Yinatek Mutzukoseyam Yoshiyem V'shivei mehera l'cheg mishpechoseyam yodu adonai chastov niflosov v'fnei adam v'kuyam b'hem mikosh v'kasuv v'tehi adonai yishuvun uvol tzion berina v'simchas olam al rosham sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasirgo v'yanacha v'nomar amen. And now finally the mishaberach for the cholim, for those who are ill in need of a refuah shleima. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo Hu Yivarech v'Yirape es Acholim. Ba'avor she'anachnu mispalim ba'avurom. B'scharzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimom l'reposom lachazikam lachayosom. Yishlach lamir refuah shleima min ha'shamayim l'chol ivareihem l'chol gideihem b'soch shar cholei Yisrael refuas ha'nefesh refuas ha'guf hashta bagalov bizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris, and thank you for sharing your personal experience being in Eretz Yisrael, as well as inserting the extra Tehillim. Maybe it's something that we should consider including on this call going forward. Thank you again, and we look forward to having you back on the program in Mir Tashem, please soon in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.